Okay, it is
October 13th, 2005.
I'm going to the DMV. I don't know how this will work, but I'm going to try to open air. Been coming here for well over a month, passing out tracks. There's just a small crowd this morning, but it doesn't matter. God is on me about this thing. Did you get one of these? Good morning, folks. Could I have your attention for just a moment? And this is a small crowd. I'm not with the DMV. I'm just a citizen that works over here in Bellflower. And I want to talk to you about something really important. And some of what I may have to say may offend some of you. But before you object, I want you to keep in mind that over 1,000 soldiers, our young men and women, have given their lives recently in Iraq and foreign soil to protect the freedoms of this country, one of which is the freedom of speech. So that's what I'm exercising here this morning. And the reason I'm doing it, though, is not to be offensive, but because I have something of such great importance that I would risk your disapproval or your objections. And it's this. Folks, 10 out of 10 are going to die. We're all going to die someday. And the Bible says that you're going to face God in judgment. And many people think, well, I'll deal with it when I get there. But if you wait that long, it's too late. And I want to show you something that will be absolutely crystal clear in your mind of what to expect when you get there on judgment day. You see, the Bible says we need righteousness. Well, that's perfection. You can't have one sin and go to heaven. But what is sin? Do you remember the Ten Commandments? I want to show you just a couple of them. The Ninth Commandment says you shall not lie. Have you ever told a lie? Ever in your life, even one? Everybody here would have to admit to that. But do you know that the Bible says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire? That's hell. Have you ever stolen anything? Even if it was small, it wouldn't matter if I reached in your pocket and pulled out $1 or $100. It would be theft. Have you ever stolen something ever in your life, even once? That would make you a thief. You know that it's wrong to commit adultery. That's to cheat on your wife or your husband. But Jesus has said that whoever looks with lust has committed adultery already with that person in their heart and in their mind. God even sees your thought life, and everything that you think you did in secret is open to God. And so God says this, it's appointed for us to die once and then the judgment. And you're going to stand before God, and that's how he's going to judge you. It's not my standard or yours. You may think that you're a good person compared to everybody else. But if God judges you by that measure, by that standard, if that's his determination of right and wrong, good and bad, then you all realize that you're liars, thieves, adulterers at heart in the eyes of God. And the law was given like a mirror so that you could see yourself in the true light of God's eyes by that standard, so that you would realize you have no hope of entering heaven on the day you die, if that's how he's going to judge you. But the good news is that 2,000 years ago, God, though we were enemies to God in our minds by wicked works and the things that we do against God, he came down in the form of a man. He was born of a woman. And he never lied, he never stole, he never had a lustful thought, this man, Jesus. And when he was accused, he was absolutely innocent. But he willingly went to the cross and bore the shame that was our shame. And when he hung on the cross, the Bible says that God took all of the sins of the world, all of our lies and thefts and adulteries, and put them on his son, Jesus Christ. And that he died for our crimes. We broke the law, but Jesus paid the fine. And this is the mercy of God. And this is where forgiveness is found. And greater love has no man than this, that a man would give his life for his friends. And God says that if you will return to me, if you will repent and turn back to God and put your faith in my Son, Jesus Christ, that I will wash your sins away. I will give you the gift of eternal life. And so all that is required of us who are condemned in trespasses and sins and on our way to hell and have nothing we can do about it is to return to God. So repentance means to turn in 180 degrees, turn towards God, believe Him, and believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, just like you would a parachute. You wouldn't jump out of an airplane with a parachute sitting by the door and not put it on, would you? I mean, that's ridiculous. But that's what we're doing when you're going to face death and judgment day without the Lord Jesus Christ. Put Him on like a parachute, and that means to follow Him. Folks, you probably all have a Bible, and if you don't have one, you can get one. Read it. Obey what you read. God will never let you down, and you'll never be ashamed for putting your trust in Him. He is faithful and true, and He has done all that He can to save you from your sins. But if you reject it, you'll die in your sins, and you'll answer to that standard. Please don't do that. Please think about these things today while you're alive, because when you die, your choice is over. Thank you so much for listening to me. You see why I felt it important enough to say something, to warn you. Escape the wrath to come and put your faith in Jesus Christ. I have some literature I just want to give you. Anybody who wants it is Spanish or English. And thanks again for listening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That was intimate. It was like maybe 20 people. And they all listened. And they all took tracks except for one person. Oh, Lord, help them open their eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I've been so worried about doing this, anxious. And we all know that's not of God. It's a lack of trust. But all this week, for a whole week, Isaiah 58 verse 1 has been sitting in front of me as I'm reading through Isaiah, and just kind of the way things worked out, just stayed camped there for a while. And it said something like, cry out, says the Lord, lift up your voice like a trumpet and convict my people of their transgression and Jacob of their sin. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Cry aloud. Convict them. That's exactly what we do in open air. And so I thank you, Lord, that you brought this about. It was small and it was easy. I didn't have to yell or stand across in the parking lot or speak to a crowd of 80. God, you are always so faithful and make a way when we are timid and frightened and scared, and all of our fears are unfounded as we follow after you. Thank you, Jesus.